Leviticus 25 and verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And I want to say good morning to everyone today. It's good to be here on the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. This is Pastor Wynn Greer, pastor of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And we do appreciate you listening in today. If you're a new listener, we welcome you. And if you're an old listener, you've listened in before, we're thankful that you're here with us today. I have a very interesting topic, something I've wanted to talk about here on the Blessings of Liberty for quite some time and just haven't had the opportunity to sort of slide it in there. There is so much. Well, over the summer, we talked about Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 10 for about 12 weeks there. And so we didn't do it during that time. And then there's a lot going on in the world, the Middle East. There's a lot of things, elections coming up, and just several things that are going on. But I just want to take time today. We're going to talk about the biblical teaching on preparedness, what the Bible says about being prepared. And I think you'll enjoy it as you listen in today. But first of all, I want to say good morning to Noah, and good to see him, and appreciate him being in here with me today.
Good morning. It's good to be here. We do want to say welcome to our listeners and how much we appreciate them. Those who are listening in on AM 1450 WATA right here in Boone, North Carolina, and those who listen in on AM 690 in Bristol, Virginia, and KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, in Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate our listeners, and it's good to hear from them from time to time. We do receive emails, and then I've been to preach and visit in churches, and somebody will come up and say they listen to us on the radio, and so that's always a blessing. But we want to take just a moment and invite you to come be with us at Mount Lebanon. If you are in the area, we're located 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. That's just off of Highway 105 south, going out of Boone, just a few miles. And then you turn right on Baird's Creek Road, and we're 1 mile up that road, just above the Willow Creek Golf Course. Many people know where that is. And so Sunday school at 10 a.m., Sunday morning worship service at 11, second and fourth Sunday night services at 6 p.m., and then every Wednesday night at 7 p.m., midweek prayer and Bible study. And we've been studying a little subject here lately that I have really enjoyed. We've been looking at what the Bible says about the Bible. And that has really been interesting. Along that line of thought, what the Bible says about the Bible is what we've been studying on Wednesday nights. But I want to begin this morning in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. And we want to look at the subject today, the biblical teaching on preparedness. And I think this will be interesting for us to look at today. The Bible says in Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse number 7, it says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house." I guess this is a broadcast we could let Noah do. It's talking about Noah in the Bible there, but you know what that's talking about, Noah and the ark. "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house." And what we find out there in the Bible is that Noah, he listened to what God had to say. And as a result of his listening, he dwelt safely in the day of evil. Now, others we read about in the Bible, for example, Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 38, it talks about as it was in the days of Noah. And it says that they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And so there was a group that was ready and prepared, and there was a group that just did not listen, did not care, carried on with life. And the Bible says that they knew not until the flood came and carried them all away. The flood came, destroyed them all. And so there's two different groups there in the Bible. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, this is a very interesting passage of scripture, and actually it's found two places in the Bible talking about being prepared. It says, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." And that is found in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 3. And then it's found again in Proverbs 27 in verse number 12. "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself." He sees something coming on the horizon. And when he sees this, this prudent man, when he foresees the evil, he hideth himself. He takes preparation. He takes appropriate steps to be protected in the evil day. And then it says, "But the simple pass on and are punished." And so we look at the big picture today. We've talked about several things in the past few weeks. We've talked about our nation. Our nation is definitely a picture of what we see in the Bible was going on in the days of Noah. There were some that listened to the Lord. They prepared. They were safe in the day of evil. There are others that go on just like nothing is even happening in the world. And when I think about the United States of America, here we are in election mode, and boy, there are big promises being made from both sides about what they're going to do. You know, these political ads, they just amuse me. They talk about what the other person has done, and they've done this and they've done this, and all these bad things. I think about, you know, the question is being asked today, are we better off than we were 4 years ago? And then the other side, they say, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to create jobs. We're going to fix the economy. You know, boy, that all sounds good, but how are you going to do it? You know, it doesn't matter how big a tree is. If it's rotten on the inside, it's going to fall. And we had a tree like that around our house a couple of years ago. Huge tree. Looked great on the outside. And it had leaves. It had fruit. It had all the looks of being, you know, just wonderful. But it was rotten on the inside. And then when a windstorm came, it blew over, made a great big mess, and we found out it was rotten on the inside. And so that's sort of how our nation is. There are so many things that we could talk about today along those lines, but it's not my intention to scare anyone or cause anybody undue worry. There's plenty of that going on in the world, you know, and people like. They like to hear about stuff like that. There's just an element of society that, you know, back a few years ago when you went from 1999 to the year 2000, Y2K, you know, the world is going to end as we know it. Computers are going to go offline. We're going to go back into the dark ages overnight. And some of you remember all that talk and all that fuss, and what happened was basically nothing. Then last year in 2011, there was all this talk about 2012. 2012 is coming, and the end of the Mayan calendar, and all of this end times apocalyptic scenario going on, and a lot of talk along those lines. Well, this is just a part of human nature. Human nature is interested in, sometimes consumed with, the apocalypse or major catastrophes taking place. There is a show on television now on the National Geographic Channel, and they have a show called Doomsday Preppers, and the introduction or the website description of that television show, it says that Doomsday Preppers explores the lives of otherwise ordinary Americans who are preparing for the end of the world as we know it. And maybe you've seen that, or maybe you've seen it advertised. But you know, if you go online, you're going to find that there is a lot of advertising, and there is a let's see, how's the best way for me to put this morning? There's a lot of opportunities to buy survival items, survival food, survival items. This is a area of the economy that is doing very well right now. Anything to do with survival, anything to do with preparation, gun sales, I've read, are up, and that goes through cycles as well. Ammunition, backup power, gold and silver. Maybe you've seen the commercials. Buy gold. The collapse of the dollar is inevitable. You know, some of these things might be true and they might not be, but we ask ourselves the question today. I ask myself, you know, when you see those commercials and all this talk about doomsday, should we be doing that? Should we be buying gold and silver and stocking up and guns and ammo, or are those people just crazy? And so my answer to that would be, what does the Bible say? You know, if you'll just stick with what the Bible says, that'll keep you out of trouble. That'll keep you from looking like a lunatic. That'll keep you from fanaticism, I guess would be a good way to put it. And it will also put you in a position of being prepared when the day of evil does come. And so that's what we're going to look at today. I want to read a verse of scripture to illustrate what I'm talking about from the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter number 1. Of course, if you know anything about the Bible, you know Moses has just passed away. Moses is dead. And so Joshua, he's given this command. He has this big responsibility. He is now the leader of the nation of Israel. And so God comes to Joshua and he gives him some instructions. And so Joshua is the general now. He's the man in charge. And God did not come to him and say for him to read Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Some of you know what I'm talking about. That's if you're in the military and if you want to go places. I mean, this is just something that is a common read among those in the military. And Sun Tzu lived hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and he wrote about going to war. And it's become a classic in military thought to read Sun Tzu, The Art of War. But God didn't come to Joshua and say he needed to read after Sun Tzu or to get him a copy of the U.S. Army Survival Manual or anything else along those lines. Here is what the Lord said to Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8, he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And so the Lord came and said, this book of the law, get your nose in the book, meditate in the book, live out of the book, read the book, obey the book. That's what you need to do. Is then, he said, you will have good success. Then you will prosper whichever way you go. So that's what God told Joshua. Joshua, we might say, he's just become the president. He's become the five-star general. He is now the leader of the children of Israel. And God says, you know what you need to do, Joshua? You need to get in the book. This law shall not depart out of thy mouth. And so that's what we need to do in this day and time. If we'll just get in the book and we'll meditate in the book and make the book, I'm talking about the Word of God, the Bible, is what I'm talking about. If we will get in the book, we'll find we have direction for each and every day of our lives. Now, here's what I want to point out, which is very interesting. Joshua's first command. Now, this is the first thing that he tells the children of Israel after he receives this command from the Lord to be in the book. He says in verse number 10, "Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying," here's my first decree. This is what the Word of God says. He's saying, here's the first thing I want you to do now that I'm in charge. He said, prepare you victuals. Now, victuals, if you look it up in the dictionary, it is a word that means food. Not go out and plant a garden, but he said, prepare you food. We're getting ready to, things are getting ready to change. We need food that we can eat today and tomorrow and the next day. Prepare you victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And so that's what Joshua said to the children of Israel. First thing, prepare you victuals. You see, people want to separate the spiritual and the physical. They want to say, well, we just need to be concerned with the spiritual things and of the Bible. And they never transfer that over into our physical day-by-day walk with the Lord. And I believe the Word of God is for both. It's our spiritual meat for today, but it is also our physical instruction. What should we do? The Bible provides both spiritual instruction, and that translates over into physical preparation. You cannot separate the spiritual and the physical. We need to take God's word to heart, and we will find out that it is both spiritual instruction and physical instruction. And so Joshua is saying, life's about to change. It will never be the same, and you need to prepare. And we find many examples of this in the Bible. For example, Proverbs chapter number 30, verses 24 and 25. Now, I read a chapter out of the book of Proverbs every day. And most days, I'll read the same chapter several times, trying to get something for that day out of the book of Proverbs. And the book of Proverbs is very practical. Tells you how to live your life, how to be a parent, how to be a father, how to be a businessman, how to have right relations with each other, how to conduct your life. Well, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24, the Bible says, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. And so here it's talking about how the ants, they prepare their meat in the summer. Now, I'm just giving you a little sampling of what the Bible says about being prepared. But if you study that word out, you're going to find that there's many things that the Bible says about being prepared. The word prepare, it just simply means the state of being prepared or in readiness. The state of being prepared or in readiness, I believe. And I'll try to give it to you quickly this morning. We need to be prepared in three ways. Number one, spiritually. Number two, mentally. And number three, physically. And I believe it needs to be in that order. We need to be prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically. And I've debated about doing something along these lines here on the Blessings of Liberty. And, I really believe this. Most people are woefully unprepared for anything. I mean, they're not ready to get a flat tire, let alone for an economic collapse. They don't know if they've got a spare tire in the truck. They don't know if there's any air in the spare tire that they believe is somewhere in the car, but they don't know where it is because they've never looked for it, never had to get it out, wouldn't know how to change it. You know, people just are not prepared for anything, it seems like. And so, but the Bible says a lot about being prepared spiritually. And this goes without saying. I realize this is not I wouldn't have time to go into this in great detail, but number one, you need to be saved. The Bible has a great, you know, this is a Bible word that I'm talking about. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're talking about a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, where our sins have been washed away. Do you know, September 24th and no 25th, the evening of the 25th, the day of the 26th. That's the Jewish Day of Atonement. And that's this week coming up, the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement is about the sins of the nation of Israel being washed away. Many people will wear white on that day, signifying Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come down, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And so the Bible teaches that our sins can be washed away, that we can be as white as snow. But if we take that all the way to how does this come about? It's because Jesus died upon the cross, shed his blood so that we could receive forgiveness of sins. And so forgiveness of sins is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, his sacrifice upon Calvary and his shed blood to wash our sins away. Spiritually, that's number one, most important. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And so salvation, are you saved? Do you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? And so we need to be saved, but we need to be spiritually minded, spiritually led people. If we are going to be prepared, we need to be what we call led of God's Spirit, full of God's Spirit. Hebrews 5:18, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The Bible speaks to us today, but only through our spiritual ear, not sitting down and reading it like a newspaper or a comic book. The Word of God speaks to us. If the Word of God does not speak to us today, then what good is it? But it does speak to us today, and it will lead us and tell us what to do. And the Bible is full of examples of God speaking and man not listening. Proverbs chapter number 1, Acts chapter number 20. We could give several examples, but I can see I'm going to run out of time. I do believe that God still speaks, but very few are listening. And so we need to listen. Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And so the word of God, God has given us his word to lead us, and that's for all times, not just in Bible days, but right now today. What does God have to say to me? What is that still small voice? What is the word of God teaching me when it says the prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished? And so we need to be spiritually prepared. I must move on. Mentally prepared. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. The spirit of fear is panic, worry, fretting, rash decisions. That's the type of thing that makes people think you're crazy. You sell everything you have, you move into a silo in South Dakota, and that come to my mind. You know, we're on the radio in South Dakota. I'm not throwing off on the people in South Dakota, but here's the funny thing. There's people in the Midwest who'll move to the Rocky Mountains, or they'll move to the Blue Ridge Mountains, you know, find a hideout somewhere and live like a hermit and extradite yourself from society. You know, God's not in that. We're to be witnesses. We're to live our lives and be a light and an example and salt in this world. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. You know, it's very difficult for some people to even think about calamity or tragedy coming. Ladies especially have a hard time thinking about what if this happened, and they even know. You know, I'm talking about ladies that know the Bible, the Word of God. The Bible says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Well, what does that mean? It means in the last days, dangerous times are going to come. Do we prepare, or do we just go on like normal, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, running to Walmart, living, something couldn't change overnight, but it could. not thinking about it will not make it go away. It would really help us if we could go back to the mindset of our grandparents. Our grandparents lived lives different than most of us do. They prepared their meat in the summer. They knew how to do things. They knew how to be self-sufficient. They prepared for the winter. They saved their money. They cut wood. They planted a garden. They canned beans. They knew how to survive. Out of that generation, out of the earlier generation in America, came sayings like a penny saved is a penny earned. Make hay while the sun shines. Never put off to tomorrow what you can do today. Early to bed, early to rise makes man healthy and wealthy and wise. And that generation knew how to flourish in hard times, and they did have hard times. Many of our grandparents grew up in the Depression, the Great Depression, and they didn't have money. They had to make do with what they had. Preparing for emergencies, whether it's a weather disaster, a war, economic disaster, is not a lack of faith. Noah, the Bible says, I've started out in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith Noah, he was warned, he moved, he prepared an ark to the saving of his house. I read something a while back I thought was real good. I wrote it down. It said, the more we sweat in peace, the less we will bleed in war. And so the time to prepare for calamities and tragedies and problems is not during war, it's before. It's make hay while the sun shines. That's all that's saying. So mentally, it's not wrong, it's not a lack of faith to think, what if my car broke down? What if we had a major blizzard this winter? What if I woke up one morning and the money I have in the bank was all gone? Do you know that could happen? That people woke up a few years ago and found out they had lost a huge part of their retirement. What would you do if the thing you hope never happens happened? So mentally, just think. And then physically, we need to be prepared spiritually, mentally, and physically. I've got just a couple of minutes left. You don't have to break the bank. I'm not talking about cashing in, going to the bank, getting all your money out and buying gold or silver like some of the commercials you might read. Before I ever worried about buying gold or silver, I would think about buying those things that I would use gold and silver to buy. Poor Richard's Almanac, which was published by Benjamin Franklin. No, he's laughing at me over there. He said this, necessity never made a good bargain. Necessity never made a good bargain. Buy some of the things that you know you're going to need. Our grandparents, they went to the cupboard. They went to the cellar. We run to the store, run to Walmart. If you live in the Boone area, you know how it is in the wintertime when they get on the news and they say, we're going to have a big snow. It doesn't take just a few minutes. All the milk, all the bread's gone. People flock to the grocery stores. People, they run into the gas station. You know, that tells me that people are not living prepared lives, that all of a sudden they've got to run to the grocery store. Well, we run to the store every day. Well, think ahead, plan ahead. The Word of God teaches us to be prepared. Why? So we can be a blessing to others. So we can take care of our families and not live and depend upon the government for everything. Well, I have a lot more I could talk about today, but we're going to close out. I appreciate you listening in, read and study the Bible, and we'd love to hear from our listeners from time to time. Noah's going to give you the contact information.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Church in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to reach us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's mtlebanonbc.org.